This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're posting the full interview with James O'Keefe up on Infowars.com. In fact, I'm told it's just been posted to Band.Video. We're going to push this really heavily because he laid out so much more that's even in the first part of their video of ABC News, knowingly covering all of this up. It's just mind-blowing what's going on. And now is the time for everybody to get conscious and realize the stakes of the civilization we're in and what's unfolding and what's happening. Now it's so important because the average person can't differentiate between Netflix entertainment shows and fake, you know, CNN or ABC News and who the globalists really are. And what their game plan is and what they're really up to. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is going to be taking over here at the start of the next segment. And as I said, I wanted to air earlier and now the Veritas interview. We had a computer problem. It's not going to be there. It is on Infowars.com. And newswars.com. And it's so important that that get out. And it's so important that everything going on. But O'Keefe was really on fire and had the head of ABC call up freaking out. They had ABC visit their offices. They are in free fall mode, covering up pedophile rings, blackmail, just incredible information. And if we don't recognize how big all this is and don't make it a big deal and don't care about it, they're going to normalize all of this information and just get us to accept it. That's what the pedophile story time's about. That's what the billboards in England saying, you know, sterilize yourself, kill yourself. That's what the National Health Service, Paul Joseph Watson's latest article, is just biblical in its nature. As they announced that if they define you as racist or sexist, you will lose health services and treatment. So once you have National Health Service, they can control the behavior and the very actions of the people. What a day. What a time. And the quickening is just accelerating. The quickening is just getting worse by the minute. And it's going to get wilder and wilder and wilder and wilder. And they're going to intimidate more and more and get more in your face and threaten you and say, hey, we have Google Pay. We have Apple Pay. You better behave or we'll turn your money off. That's the whole plan. That's always been the plan. So I'm going to say it again. There is a lot of forces working to make sure you don't see what James O'Keefe said earlier live on this show. But the discipline alive got it out. Because that's where people really say what they think. And I assure you, I'm going to get it posted to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's already up on Band.Video. We're going to get it out to everybody. So we're going to go to break. And we're going to come back with Paul Joseph Watson, fighting hard from the UK, the epicenter of the globalist takeover. And we're going to get conscious. And we're not going to be potheads. And we're not going to be drunks. And we're not going to be slaves to this system. And we're going to come out of our trance we're under. And we're going to be men again. And we're going to say no to the evil. And we're going to stand up. Paul Joseph Watson's taking over in 60 seconds. please call everyone you know on local radio, TV, however you're listening, Infowars.com/show, band.video, and tell them that the whole House of Globalist Cards is coming down right now. The whole House of Cards is coming down right now. The whole House of Cards is coming down! We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. Infowarsstore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
Infowars.com/show. Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We are live in the fourth hour of the show, and of course the biggest story, what should be the biggest story in America right now, it isn't. Certainly not on CNN, which is breathlessly reporting on the typos in Trump's tweets, because that's more important, apparently, is, of course, the massive new bombshell James O'Keefe Project Veritas revelations on the death, the murder, some might say, of Jeffrey Epstein. Headline up on Summit.News, ABC News anchor, quote, 100% sure Epstein was killed. Now, this was an angle that kind of got buried under the main story, which, of course, was that ABC News sat on this story, aided the cover-up for 3 straight years by refusing to release this big interview, which they are not going to do. Apparently, the statements that have come out of ABC News do not suggest that they're going to release that interview at all. But we have this story, ABC News anchor 100% sure Epstein was killed. And this has been lost in the upheaval that this story has caused today on the internet, on Twitter. Because she came out with a statement, Amy Roback, this anchor, basically disavowing her own words. It's like she was almost, you know, chained, tied up to a chair with a gravelly, grainy video camera stuck in front of her face, saying she actually didn't mean what she meant when she said these words. Because on that video, on that leaked recording obtained by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, she says she's 100% certain Epstein was murdered. Is she going to take back those comments? She did not make reference to those comments in her statement disavowing this entire story. Now, from what I understand, these comments were only made about 2 months ago, of course, when Epstein died. What was it now, back in July, August, 2 to 3 months ago? Because she said, quote, so do I think he was killed? 100%, yes, I do. Because do you want it? He made his whole living blackmailing people. That's what Amy Roback said on ABC News to her own producer. Quote, there are a lot of women, a lot of men, sorry, on those planes. A lot of men who visited the island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment. And she went on to say she, quote, knew immediately that the official suicide explanation was entirely false. Those comments have not been referred to in her disavowal. We have this story out of The Hollywood Reporter. ABC's Amy Roback says she made Jeffrey Epstein comments in private moment of frustration. Really? Really? This is what she's reduced to in order to try and keep her job. The 2020 co-anchor explained comments she made in a video. In the video, Roback is shown expressing frustration that the network... It's not frustration. She's literally saying they killed it. This is more than frustration. She's saying they had the photos, the videos, the eyewitness testimony. What happened to believe all women? I thought this was the era of Me Too. But in a statement provided first to The Hollywood Reporter after this big bombshell came out, ABC News said, at the time, not all of our reporting met our standards to air, but we've never stopped investigating the story. absolute BS. They claimed there was no corroborating evidence, and this is why they didn't air this story. Oh, but isn't that your usual standard of journalism, ABC News and the media in general? There was no corroborating evidence for the P-Gate scandal. There was no corroborating evidence, direct evidence, for the Kavanaugh allegations. There was no direct corroborating evidence to demonize and try and destroy the lives of the Covington High School kids for smirking at somebody in Washington, D.C. No evidence for any of that. There was no evidence for the quid pro quo Ukraine tape controversy. They didn't sit on those stories for years. They went straight on in with the narrative. Now, which stories did they sit on for years and years and years, despite huge amounts of corroborating evidence, eyewitness testimony, photos, videos? The Jeffrey Epstein scandal, and of course, here in the UK, the Jimmy Savile scandal, which again was very similar, in that this individual was involved in grooming children, in some cases having sex with, in one case, corpses in hospitals. That actually happened. Jimmy Savile, of course, very close to the British establishment, not only within the entertainment industry, but within politics and with the royal family. The British media, the BBC, sat on that story for decades. ABC News sat on the Epstein scandal for decades, despite corroborating evidence. So don't give me this BS that you're not going to put it on air because there's no corroborating evidence. There was. And your normal standard is to put it on air anyway, even if there is no evidence. I mean, ABC News literally aired footage from a gun range, what was it, in Kansas, and claimed that it was Turkish military massacring Kurds. No corroborating evidence for that, because it was a completely fake video. But that went straight on air, didn't it? So Roback has come out since and said, quote, as a journalist, as the Epstein story continued to unfold last summer, I was caught in a private moment of frustration. I was upset that an important interview I conducted with Virginia Roberts didn't air because we could not obtain sufficient corroborating evidence to meet ABC's editorial standards about her allegations. Yet they will have a two-month-long show trial and breathlessly report allegations against Brett Kavanaugh with absolutely no corroborating evidence. Now, there's been a lot of reaction to this story since it broke, of course. Alania Mastrogello on Twitter says ABC will air a video from a Kentucky gun range and pass it off as footage from Syria. Or Brian Ross will air a fake report about Michael Flynn and Russia, which will then tank the stock market. But they'll sit on the Epstein story for years. Yvonne Burton says, while Brian Stelter is breaking stories about POTUS's typos, James O'Keefe breaks story about ABC quashing story on Jeffrey Epstein. This is a stark contrast between legacy media and new media, and it's striking. Mike Cernovich says, we could not obtain sufficient corroborating evidence to meet ABC's editorial standards about her allegations and ABC News anchor rights. Liar. She's on tape. They have photographs. They have victims. They had witnesses. No corroborating evidence. Absolute BS. Cernovich also tweeted, media bros. Someone at a party 40 years ago heard something about Kavanaugh. Run it! Also, media bros, here's pics of Epstein with Clinton and a witness and a victim willing to go public. Not enough evidence. Absolutely incredible. Tim Pool said, BS. BS. Media bent over backwards on the Kavanaugh allegations. The victims had photographs of them with Prince Andrew. This is an effing cover-up. Now, of course, it's a huge meme across the entire country. Epstein didn't kill himself. On top of that, we have these massive revelations that not only did ABC News sit on this story for 3 years, but this ABC News anchor in question, Amy Roback, is literally on there just a couple of months ago with these comments saying she knew immediately the suicide explanation was false because she'd seen the corroborating evidence to suggest that obviously there were a lot of powerful individuals who wanted Epstein dead because of the evidence against them. That's why she knew immediately that the official story of a suicide was false. Absolutely incredible that they're now trying to roll this back. And where is Brian Stelter? Where is Oliver Darcy? Where is Don Lemon? Somebody on Twitter posted an image. They'd searched back Don Lemon's tweets for the word Epstein, his entire archive of his tweets. Not a single tweet about Jeffrey Epstein from Don Lemon. And all these people whose, it's their very job to cover the media, to cover the media environment, to cover media-related stories and scandals, people like Oliver Darcy, don't have a single word to say about this Project Veritas footage. Are they going to say it's edited? Oh my God, it's edited every single time. Yes, every piece of video before it's broadcast or before it's uploaded to YouTube is edited. That doesn't mean it's fake. That doesn't mean it's misleading. They use this trick over and over again. Are they going to claim this is edited? It's directly from ABC News. They've got an insider within there. And Project Veritas just released, actually, on Twitter, trying to get a comment from the head of ABC. He just refused to give a comment. He said he hadn't seen the video. Even when he was directly shown the video, he still had no comment. This isn't going away. Epstein cover-up is trending on Twitter. They actually allowed that to happen. So this bombshell story is going absolutely nowhere. And their claims of no corroborating evidence are absolute BS. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live once again. There was a top story up on Drudge a few hours ago. This new study, or new warning, emergency declaration put out by scientists. The headline up on Summit.News: scientists demand Westerners have fewer children to stop climate change. Yes, it's bug world order once again. Over 11,000 scientists have signed an emergency declaration urging Westerners, and I say Westerners because this study, this warning, was published in a Western scientific journal, then amplified by the Western media. This is not directed towards people in the Middle East or people in Africa or migrant communities within the West. This is firmly, solely directed towards Westerners. And they say that Westerners have to have fewer children in order to stop climate change. Well, there's one problem with that. Westerners aren't having any children. Even if you believe in man-made climate change, which of course we debunked as hysterical alarmist propaganda, which is merely being recycled on a 50-year cycle, the biggest surge in population growth is occurring in Africa and the Middle East and amongst migrants from those countries who now live in the West, who we are importing in the millions and millions. The scientists write that global population, quote, must be stabilized and ideally gradually reduced within a framework that ensures social integrity. Basically, that's a euphemism for saying we need massive population reduction now. Even though the UN's own figures, which they love to cite when it comes to climate change and global warming, show that the human population will get to about 9 billion by the year 2050, and then it will gradually decline after that. But this is odd, that it's directed towards Westerners, given that in Europe, for example, women are having on average just 1.6 children, and in North America, 1.9 children, which is well below the replacement rate. And they've done studies in the UK. I think Breitbart wrote about this recently, where within the migrant communities in the UK, the ones who've recently moved there, are having way more children than the replacement rate would require, and native British people are having way less. So, kind of racist to suggest that there should be less brown and black people on the planet in order to solve climate change, I would suggest, but that's certainly not a narrative that's being pushed by Bloomberg, which put out this original article. Because in Africa, women are having on average 4.5 children, and in the Middle East it's 2.8 children above the replacement rate, of course. Many of these families are also producing similar numbers of offspring after they move to Western countries. And in fact, there's a graph, which again, the source is the UN, and they talk about the population increase heading up to 2050. The graph is in this Summit News article, and it shows that the clear majority of population increase is coming in the next 30 years or so from Africa and the Middle East. They have the purple line for Africa, which shows a good chunk there at the top, then below that a big red line or a red chunk for Asia, excluding Japan and China. This graph is in the article at Summit.News: scientists demand Westerners have fewer children to stop climate change. So the vast majority of that population increase is coming from Africa and Asia, of course, not Japan and China. China had its one-child policy, the ramifications of which are still reverberating throughout the country. I think they increased that where they could have two children, but it was only for basically wealthy people in China. People in Japan aren't having children, so they're not accounting for population increase. And then right down at the bottom, or almost at the bottom in green, is Europe, which again, how much of this population increase from Europe is going to come from migrant communities? Because European natives are not having children. Their population is declining. So those figures obviously must include the increase in population from migrants who have migrated to Europe. Same case as with the Middle Eastern bloc, which is shown in red there, and the African bloc shown in purple. So the only people who are really having children above their replacement rate and supposedly causing climate change are going to be the Middle East and Africa as they continue to develop. So it's quite racist, in my view, to suggest that there should be less black and brown people on the planet. In addition, and this is something I exposed in my video about Extinction Rebellion, the entire overpopulation argument is alarmist hysteria. You can go back to 1968 for the foundational text on this piece of alarmism, which was environmentalist Paul Ehrlich in his 1968 book, The Population Bomb, which ludicrously claimed, and this was repeated right up until the end of the 80s, in his book, said, quote, hundreds of millions of people are going to starve to death. That's a quote. By the 1980s, because of overpopulation. This was still in vogue as late as the early 2000s. Then it kind of subsided within the narrative because the actual facts of the matter were not bearing it out. In fact, I think there were studies in Indonesia where their populations are actually starting to level off because they're starting to develop. So this entire overpopulation propaganda hysteria has been alarmism from the very beginning, but they're still pushing it as part of this narrative to convince Westerners not to have children, even though they're not having children. They want you to live alone in a pod, eat bugs, never have children, and die alone. That is the bug world order. And again, the people telling you this, directing this message at Westerners, are people like Greta Thunberg, who is hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio, the guy who literally takes private jets everywhere to pick up environmental awards, the guy who vacations on 400-foot luxury yachts owned by billionaire oil sheikhs. She's hanging out with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the guy who literally has a garage full of muscle cars and tanks. That's the kind of lifestyle they're living. The kind of lifestyle you have to live is to eat bugs and never have any children. And Piers Corbyn, who is brother of Jeremy Corbyn, surprisingly, Labour leader in the UK, in a recent interview he said, quote, climate policy is there to control you, not climate. And that's what it's all about, is population control. We had a billboard go up in London. I wrote about this last week on Summit.News, headline, billboard in London encourages white people to sterilise themselves. And this was a billboard in North London. It says, imagine a city less crowded, do your part, get sterilized, yay! And it has five children on there depicted as cartoon characters, and they're all white. A noticeable and alarming lack of diversity within this advertisement. Perhaps we should report it to the Advertising Standards Authority in the UK. Not very diverse. So they literally have billboards in major European cities telling white people to get sterilized. They put out massive scientific emergency declarations aimed at Westerners. And in fact, there was another billboard in Portugal, which is posted in this same article. It says, celebrate low birth rates. Again, in countries like Portugal and Italy, all the young people are leaving. They're not having kids, and they're being left with an aging population. Why, if overpopulation is such a massive burden on the planet, is this message only being aimed at Westerners who are not having children anyway? Really makes you think, doesn't it? We'll be back in the next segment with more news. Going to talk about the Chinese social credit score, publicly shaming bad citizens for jaywalking. Thank God that we don't have this in the West, where people are publicly shamed and deplatformed for their supposed bad behavior. Or do we? We'll be back. Don't go away.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas. of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back, and there is more fallout on the big Epstein story being broken by, of course, Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. Ryan Saavedra from Daily Wire has made some good points, and in fact, Donald Trump Jr. has just commented on this story in the past few minutes. Saavedra said, ABC News' Amy Robach says she had the bombshell story on Jeffrey Epstein 3 years ago. That means she had the story in 2016. She said, quote, we had Bill Clinton. In 2016, Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary, was running for president. We may never know why ABC News killed the story. Gee, I wonder why. He continues, this entire bombshell story centers around one word, Clinton, who, of course, is still making noises about re-entering for 2020. He says, replace Clinton with Trump, and ABC News would have hired an entire division of investigative journalists to dig up everything they could find. This was the same media industrial complex that devoted all those resources, despite no corroborating evidence, to the completely fallacious false P-Gate dossier, which was a complete hoax. No evidence backing it up, they put it on air anyway. Donald Trump Jr. comments, they cover this up for 3 years, and they're not the enemy of the people. I truly hope people wake up and see what the media truly is. This is sickening. Yeah. Not going to do too much for those record low trust in media polls, is it, that they sat on this story for 3 straight years because it basically identified Clinton as one of the main protagonists. If that was Trump, it would have been a very different story indeed. Before we get back into more of the news, and I'm going to talk about Chinese social credit score. Now, in the UK, we have it even worse. I'm going to tell you what's happening with hospital treatment, or the refusal, the denial of hospital treatment for racists and sexists. But first, I want to tell you about the specials at InfoWarsStore.com, because unlike ABC News and CNN, we don't get fat checks from massive pharmaceutical companies to run ads on our network, so we are self-funded through you getting the products. And we have the Everything Must Go emergency sale ending soon with a massive 40 to 70% off dozens of products. We're making room in our warehouse and trying to secure funds for purchase inventory for the next year. We need your help to blow out our products and help InfoWars expand. We've got some products finally back in stock, including the incredible DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Winter Sun Plus, and Bio PCA. You can get 40 to 70% off dozens of products, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Get your Christmas shopping done early because there's no guarantee these products will be available for the rest of the year. Don't buy your relatives, your loved ones, worthless tat that they don't even want and are going to throw away or re-gift 2 weeks later. Get them something they can actually use, and it also supports this network. Survival Shield X3, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off, massive discount. DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Gut Fusion and Vaso B at also 50% off, and the Ultimate Fish and Krill Oils, 25% off. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. That is not even half of the products that we've got at massive discounts. Stock up on your Christmas gifts today. Make massive savings and support this network. It's win, win, win all round. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there's an article up on Summit News, which is a video. Chinese social credit score publicly shames bad citizen for jaywalking. We knew this was happening, but this is just another video example of it. Video shows a citizen being publicly shamed and having his photo and ID card flashed up on a big screen for, wait for it, crossing the road on a red light. How dare he? Surprise, he's not already in a gulag. Chinese facial recognition system to discourage minor traffic violations. Cross the road when you shouldn't, and a picture of you with your name, ID card number pop up on the big screen for everyone to see. Recall, the media says, oh, this is just a localized issue. They're not integrating all these databases. Yes, they are. They're integrating the facial recognition databases with people's citizen ID cards and then punishing them on that. Because we had a story a couple of months ago, or even more recently than that, where it said in China, to use the internet, they would have to first go in and type in their national ID card and then do the facial recognition online. So if you've been a naughty boy or girl, not only do you get publicly shamed, you don't get to use the internet. Under its social credit score system, China punishes people who criticize the government as well as numerous other behaviors, including bad driving, smoking on trains, buying too many video games, or buying too much junk food. Back in August, the communist state bragged about how it had prevented 2.5 million, quote, discredited entities from purchasing plane tickets and 90,000 people from buying high-speed train tickets in the month of July alone. So again, this is about population control. You don't get to use the internet. You don't get to travel because you may have engaged in one of these miscellaneous bad behaviors. And it gets down to the point where it's going to be based on denunciations, just like Nazi Germany, where your neighbor says you engaged in a certain behavior. Bang, that goes on your social credit score. and maybe you don't get to use the internet, maybe you don't get to buy food because your credit card gets declined. And as I write in the article, thank God here in the West, we don't get publicly shamed, deplatformed, and punished for our political opinions or perceived misbehavior. Oh, wait a minute, we do. Because we're completely mirroring the communist Chinese social credit score system. But I don't want to be too mean to China, because they at least haven't denied hospital treatment for people caught up in their social credit score system, or at least not yet, to my knowledge, unlike in the UK. Headline, UK National Health Service to deny treatment to racists and sexists. Now, I saw this on a news broadcast last week, where it was literally introduced by the anchor of the newsreader saying, is it time to deny racists hospital treatment? So this was already being floated in the news a week ago, and now it's being confirmed in at least one area of the country. A National Health Service NHS Trust in the UK has announced that it will deny treatment to patients it deems are racist or sexist. The North Bristol NHS Trust said that, quote, threatening and offensive language, as well as racist or sexist language, gestures or behavior, and malicious allegations, whatever the hell that means, would all be punishable offenses. So if you engage in any of these infractions, which of course are completely subjective and broadening on a daily basis when it comes to allegations of racism or sexism, you will be subject to a sports-style, this is their words, sports-style disciplinary yellow card and then final red card, in which treatment would be withdrawn as soon as is safe. And when is that safe to withdraw hospital treatment or medical treatment? In fact, my mother's in hospital and they're keeping her in for weeks on end just as a precaution. In this instance, they're going to say, no, we're going to withdraw it at our discretion because you may have said a mean word to one of the nurses. And again, it's based on allegations. So it could be something that was completely misheard. And of course, all this is very subjective. Andrea Young, chief executive of North Bristol NHS Trust. Bear in mind, this is government healthcare. This is what people have to use. They can't afford private healthcare. They pay their taxes. This is what they get. Oh, but they don't get it if they're called a racist. This is worse than anything China has done that I've read so far. She said, quote, we have staff from many different backgrounds from all over the world. We pride ourselves on our commitment to equality, which is a fundamental value of the NHS. We're sending a strong signal that any racism or discrimination is completely unacceptable. We want staff to challenge and report it, and we want everyone to know that it will have consequences. How many scandals have there been of nurses, doctors, mistreating individuals in hospitals and care homes simply because they don't like them? They could abuse this to report people as racist when they actually haven't done anything wrong. We had the NHS, an NHS patient who requested a female nurse to carry out a cervical smear, complained when the hospital sent a person with an obviously male appearance, close cropped hair, male facial appearance, and voice, a large number of tattoos and facial stubble, who insisted my gender is not male, I'm a transsexual. So if you complain as a woman about getting operations or treatment related to your genitals being carried out by a transgender person, you may get denied hospital treatment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, Epstein cover-up is trending on Twitter right now. Surprised they even let that happen. But what headline did Twitter choose to feature in their moment to describe this story? Was it ABC News sat on Epstein scandal for 3 years? Or was it ABC News covered up Epstein scandal for 3 years? Or was it ABC News anchor said she was 100% sure Epstein was murdered? No. Its ABC anchor points to private moment of frustration over hot mic footage. So again, they've gone with the denial. They've gone with the softball of this story, completely undermining and blacklisting the true narrative which this story should have produced. Once again, trying to further the cover-up in making this story seem like it was about non-corroboration of evidence, when of course we know ABC News and the rest of the media will run with any ridiculous story so long as it's Orange Man bad related with no corroborating evidence whatsoever. So they're already trying to pile on and make it about her disavowal rather than her initial comments, which her disavowal does nothing to disprove. Absolutely incredible, but par for the course with Twitter, social media, and the mainstream media. Now we're going to go to this story up on Summit.News because the Groyper War on Conservative Inc. is continuing Dan Crenshaw suggests criticism of Israel is not protected under the First Amendment. Of course, we've had many of these Zoomers engaging in this groiper war by attending events which they assert are being controlled by Conservative Inc., Turning Point USA events, and in this instance, an event attended by Congressman Dan Crenshaw, who was asked about federal laws that demand contractors in America sign a pledge they will not boycott Israel. Now, I don't care if you want to attack the Jew obsessives who constantly blame Israel for everything, or if you want to question the conservatives who constantly prostrate themselves and genuflect and worship Israel at every available opportunity. All of that should be protected under the First Amendment. Not so, according to Dan Crenshaw, because the audience member in this at this event last night drew attention to a law passed by the state of Florida which prohibits anti-Semitism in public schools and universities throughout the state, but is written to conflate anti-Semitism with criticism of Israel. And this is the clip right now of the question, and just wait and hear what Crenshaw's response was. Let's roll the clip.
The state of Florida has also passed a law outlawing the mere criticism of Israel. Representative Crenshaw, on May 9th of this year, similar legislation was even attempted at the federal level when the House Appropriations Committee sought to amend a routine government funding bill to allow federal agencies to compel contractors to promise not to boycott Israel as a requirement of maintaining their relationship with the U.S. government. Congressman, in spite of our unique and historic alliance, these laws are obvious, flagrant, and troubling violations of the First Amendment and free speech. Given that when you entered office, you swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, my question is this. Will you honor your oath and denounce these laws here, now, and forever, or do you agree with Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott that the First Amendment should only apply to Americans who support Israel?
You're advocating for the First Amendment, or at least you're cloaking yourself in the First Amendment.
I wouldn't presume my intention.
That is anti-Semitism,
America.
It's your right as an American.
So they have Dan Crenshaw again basically not answering the question, which was about the First Amendment. It wasn't about the BDS movement. Now, you should be able to ask questions about the $38 billion in military aid to Israel and why Conservative Inc. continues to genuflect and put, in many cases, Israel first and not America first, without them immediately resorting to the racism charge. This is why these groypers are getting a lot of traction on social media with these kind of clips, because the questions are not being answered, and they're just immediately being called racist. If you adopt the tactics of the left to shut down debate, to shut down conversation, you're going to look inconsistent, you're going to look hypocritical. It's similar to a question about, you know, migration and refugees coming into Europe or America. Imagine, you know, a conservative asked the question, is there an issue with allowing millions of people in from countries that don't respect women, that have substandard human rights records, that have big problems with sexual assault and violent crime? Is there a problem with importing millions of those people into the West without them being properly integrated? And then the leftist up on stage just immediately reacts by saying, shut up, racist, refugees, welcome. That's the equivalent of what Crenshaw and his ilk are doing by immediately jumping to this anti-Semitism label when the question wasn't about anti-Semitism. It wasn't directly about the BDS movement. It was about the First Amendment. And I don't think corporations, companies in America should have to sign a pledge under federal law that they have to be loyal to any country, doesn't matter which country it is, and not do business with them. I think that is an imposition on the First Amendment, and it is a free speech issue. So just immediately trying to shut down the people who ask it by calling them racist and anti-Semites doesn't address the question. And it means, whichever side of this you fall on, this griper war that they're calling it against Conservative Inc. is only going to accelerate, and they have all these events planned with people like Charlie Kirk, people like Ben Shapiro. You know, TPUSA, I met Charlie Kirk a bunch of times. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a genuine guy. But again, he's not answering the question. Every time they ask a question about Israel, they immediately get shut down and called racist. Every time they ask a question about LGBT and drag queen story time, they get shut down and called bigots and homophobes. They're adopting the tactics of the left to shut down debate within these conferences, within these events that are supposed to be entirely based around free speech and everyone having an equal conversation. So the optics don't look very good for them, for Conservative Inc., and this is only going to continue, and we'll continue to track it. Now, the FBI is using its resources in a very valuable fashion by investigating posters that say it's okay to be white. We have a case now, of course. This was the very question of whether it requires any investigation or not is very much up in the air, given we know the origin of it. It's a 4chan troll to bait leftists and the media into suggesting that it's not okay to be white, therefore exposing them as the actual racist. But now the FBI is investigating it's okay to be white posters after the hate-filled flyers were posted around the campus of Western Connecticut State University. So they've basically identified the individual, I think, and now it's the subject of an FBI investigation, complete and total waste of resources. It's literally a troll to trigger you into furthering this moral panic, and you keep falling for it. If you didn't keep reacting this way with talk of hate speech and FBI investigations, the flyers would stop, even if you think it's such a horrible crime to say it's okay to be white. Obviously, a lot of people think it is. But now, ludicrously, it's the subject of an FBI investigation. Meanwhile, MRC TV reports populist left YouTuber mystified by the sight of FOMS. This was Kyle Kalinske, Secular Talk, who is with the Young Turks Network, who's actually the best one out of the Young Turks. He actually supports free speech and usually has very sober, rational conversations with people. But I saw some people, even on the right, defending him for this incredibly dumb tweet. He tweeted out, he was on an airplane, he took a picture out the window. He said, "This is land by the Colorado-Kansas border from a plane. Pretty cool, I have no idea why it looks like this." The picture is of farms. So you have this urban liberal elitist who says, by his own admission, he rarely travels, he doesn't fly, lives in the urban sprawl of New York or wherever he lives, literally seeing farms out the window of an airplane and not knowing what they are. Then he tries to come back and say, "Oh, I was just talking about the colors. Of course I know what farming is." No. Just take the L, Kalinske. Take the L. It was a sick burn. You did get owned, and it did shine a light on the fact that flyover country, this meme, or this cliche, as some people will call it, is in fact very real. You do have a lot of urban liberal elitists. By the way, his pinned tweet, as of a couple of days ago, was literally about the Green New Deal, talking about policies that will literally reshape, and in many cases eviscerate, the living standards of people living in these farming communities, tweeting out the window of a plane, literally not even recognizing what a farm looks like. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.